sunbathers basking in deck chairs in the sand. A typical day at the beach.
But this is no ordinary beach. This particular one is in the middle of Berlin. What with the high temperatures this past month and the high drama of the World Cup, this business is booming.
With the addition of large television screens, this bar has become a focal point for fans looking to take in the World Cup in comfort.
Usually the business is good, but during the World Cup it was absolutely brilliant, beyond imagination.
What about the atmosphere? I mean, it must have been electric.
Very cool, very relaxed. For the visitors, the football games are a kind of event, and they clap their hands and they laugh and they giggle. For them, it's a show.
Small businesses have seen a World Cup bounce around the German capital, with fan merchandise and souvenirs flying off the shelves. Even so, early optimism that occupancy rates in the city's hotels would get a boost turned to disappointment for much of the industry, with many fans avoiding the cost of comfort, opting instead for tents, some happy just to find a quiet park bench. The tournament, though, has proved a tactical success at the top end, with many of the deluxe establishments already sold out and a flood of fans still expected for the final. The Adlon Hotel near the Brandenburg Gate has become a base for FIFA, and the tournament organisers are now taking up 80% of the hotel.
When I look at the PR value of this soccer game, I think for us, for the Adlon Hotel, I'm sure it will bring us additional business in the future.
The hotel caters to the more well-heeled football fan, as do the various boutiques and grooming parlours throughout Berlin. I decided I needed a little pampering, but while I took some time off, I thought my producer could do with a little first-hand experience of another World Cup trend, the customised football haircut.
I don't know, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm rather worried about what my fiancé will say to this, you know.
Thomas may have scored an own goal on the home front, but at nearly $100 a snip, this is one World Cup spin-off that's proving a winning business with the barbers of Berlin. Becky Anderson, CNN, Berlin.